Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. This is Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio. And tonight we will be live from Smoky Mountain High School as we cross the balsams tonight. And Branson, a little nicer weather than earlier in the week, but it did get cold again.
You're exactly right. And I noticed, earlier in the week it was really cold. We had, Sunday was that coldest day we've had, I don't know how long. And then, of course, it warmed up a little bit, and it's just sort of steadily been warming up. And then today, with that windstorm we had last night.
Yeah, so that was rough. It woke me up about 1 o'clock. Of course, speaking of cold, we hope the girls tonight, we'll have them first coming up here in about 3 or 4 minutes. Got to hope that the cold snap they had on Tuesday doesn't follow them over here. So get a much better game tonight. And, of course, looking at the past several seasons, Smoky and Tuscola have been close. We've had some overtime games with their girls. And so we got to hope that perhaps they shook off whatever was ailing them on Tuesday and can come out tonight and put forth the effort they put through last Friday night against North Henderson.
Yeah, you mentioned that the last couple of varsity games. Of course, the last couple of JV games, we've gotten up here early enough to watch them. So, both games with the girls have been close, and I anticipate that again. Of course, our girls, low in number, but, the thing is, Coach Sutton does a good job rotating them in, give them a little bit of rest and stuff. But we learned Tuesday night that this team's pretty much run by Julia Wells.
Yeah, that was definitely shown. They pretty much react to how things are going with Julia, and she kind of is the motor that drives the car at right now. And of course, coming out of that game Tuesday night, we've got to see some other girls start to step up. And
right,
in a situation like that, when Julia gets nicked up and dinged up, somebody's got to be able to come forward and step up and take on that role. And we got to hope tonight that Kendall or Avery, as seniors, or even some of these younger girls, Vesper, for instance, steps up tonight and kind of realizes, hey, we can't just put it all on Julia tonight.
Yeah, and Kendall did. She sort of rotated to that position of taking it over for her, but you still kind of miss that spark, though, from Julia.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union, we're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, Charles Allison, Branson Reese with you. As the Lady Mountaineers starting lineup takes the floor, Starting for the Mountaineers tonight will be Molly Schick. I'm sorry, not Molly Schick. That's her mother, Gwenna Schick. Vesper Forbes, Avery Roten, Kendall Williamson, and Julia Wells. Starting for the Smoky Mountain Lady Mustangs, we'll have Kiara Inslee, Aaliyah Voss, who's been here a long time.
Yep.
Braylon Mulligan, Allie Claire Nicholson, and Banksley Plemons, a freshman starting tonight for Smoky Mountain. So Vesper will step in to the center jump circle. And Tuscola will control the tap to Kendall Williamson.
Oh. Got it stole right behind her.
Ball. Ooh. Sorry about that. Trying to reset the board here. We got some numbers out of whack. Wells with the ball gets it to Vesper in the high post. Now Roten left wing going to try to drive, head for the basket, puts up a shot, won't go, tipped. But the Mustang, Banksley Plemons, was standing out of bounds when she caught it. So the ball will stay with the Mountaineers. Wells inbounds under the basket.
Ooh.
Schick, no good, but she's fouled.
Yeah, doing a good job getting right under there and getting that ball up in the paint. And, you know, that's how we seen her, what, last Friday night.
And, you know, that's, you know, you think about, of course, you know, Trent Turner used to be the smallest guy out there on the court a few years back, and they would hit him underneath the basket. He not afraid to stick his nose in there, and it looks like Gwyneth is not afraid to stick her nose in there. And misses both free throws. Ball goes out of bounds off of Allie Claire Nicholson, a senior. So Tuscola will keep the basketball again. Wells to inbound from the baseline.
There you
and
go.
Gets Forbes right under the basket, but it's tipped out by Nicholson. So Mountaineers will try it again on the inbound.
Staying on that end of the court will work. But you got to score.
Inbound to Roten. Spin move. Puts the shot up high. Won't go. Forbes got a hand on it. It's on the floor. Roten and Mulligan will tie up. And the ball will go over on the jump arrow to Smoky Mountain. Out on the wing now. That's Inslee. Goes left with it. And Voss couldn't reel it in. Kind of took her away to the towards the Tuscola bench, out of bounds.
This is the point where we got to take advantage of these turnovers because this is like, I think, the third one in here in like the first 2 minutes of the ball game.
And Roten having an issue trying to get across midcourt with it, and she's going to draw the foul after the ball was tipped loose. And turnovers, one of the things that really hurt the Lady Mountaineers on Tuesday night.
So that'll be Avery's first team first here in the first quarter.
Mulligan with it. Out to Voss. Jumper from outside the arc. No good. Rebound Wells. Julia comes down the left side. Works it to the top of the key to Roten. Now to Schick. Schick will drive. Too many steps. Headed towards the basket. Got double teamed down low and picked that foot up and drug it a little bit. Still 0-0. We've played a minute and a half here in the first quarter. And they go low post down now into Nicholson. She'll kick it back out. Shot by Inslee. No good. Rebound Forbes. She'll outlet to Roten. Brings it down left side. Shot. Wow. Good. Roten for two.
Wow.
Breaks the ice as the Lady Mountaineers up 2-0 now. We've played 2 minutes. Mulligan drives the lane, stolen away by Wells. Julia, one on three, pulls up, takes the jumper. Going to be short. Williamson out of the basket, put it back, couldn't get it to go. Rebound by Nicholson for Smoky Mountain. Voss over in the corner to Inslee. Top of the key to Nicholson. Looks left, hits the cut, and the lane won't go. That was Plemons. She missed the shot. Rebound Williamson. She'll outlet to Roten. Drives the lane. Little baby hook up, no good, but she's fouled.
Yeah, good job by Avery throwing that up, just trying to get that foul. It's going to send her to the line here. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. Looking to grow your business? Call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Roten to the line. And Keys to the Game is sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage at 648-5656. Roten's second free throw rolls out. Tapped by Forbes. And a Smoky Mountain player, Nicholson, steps out of bounds trying to retrieve it. Probably should have let it go.
Yeah, should have let it go because it's being tipped by Vesper. But there again, we got to take advantage of this.
Well, as I've talked about earlier, somebody has to step up. Can't let Julia have to do all the work. And my key to the game tonight is some players have got to step up, take that next step, and be leaders on this team and leaders on the floor. And hopefully Avery Roten now going to the line and scoring the first baskets for Tuscola will be one of those players that does that. So the free throw is no good. Smoky Mountain comes down on the offensive end. Inslee with the ball, tried to hit Nicholson. She tipped it over to Mulligan. Mulligan drives all the way around, kicks it out. Inslee jumper no good. But rebounded by Plemons underneath. Wouldn't go. Put up a shot. They'll kick it out in the corner now. Mulligan for three. Way over the rim. Rebounded by Inslee. And that's another issue we got. We're getting out rebounded again. Down here on the defensive end. Inslee will finally drive and lay it in.
Gave her a lane right there and she took it. Drove
and
it
the steal on the inbound by Mulligan. And it's now 4-2. Smokey. Long pass. And that was just too long, too high.
And we got lucky right there.
Tipped out of bounds by Plemons. Can't give a team that much time to set up on a high arcing throw like that. Inbound to Wells. She'll drive baseline, kick it out. Schick, the jumper won't go. Williamson follows. Still can't get it to go. Forbes saves it to Schick. Schick going to drive. Bounce pass across the lane to Williamson. They'll kick it out to Roten. Mountaineers going to reset. Avery picks up her dribble, stolen away by Inslee. Got to be careful. And that'll be Roten's second foul. And that was a frustration foul after losing the ball there.
And you know, Avery's a great player. I'm not saying that. But as soon as something like that happens, she always seems like she turns around and fouls. Just let it, you know, let it go. Get back down the court. Try to get another turnover.
So Samantha Horton will check in for Roten now for the Mountaineers. Plemons going to pull up, take the long three, and Mountaineers defensively have got to bear down, and a pass by Schick intercepted, and we're going to get a whistle on the long jumper, and Wells out there starting to kind of direct traffic a little bit with their team, and that foul is on Wells. Smokey up 7-2. And Coach Sutton going to take a timeout here with 3:42 to go in the first, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Dellwood, one great location with great customer service. And got to get these girls settled down and start thinking a little more strategically here.
Well, and the other thing is when we got to make those passes, we're throwing high arcing passes. You know, it's like, you know, you see them in football, it's like an underthrown or a high pass. So I'm going to get up under and get an interception, Oski, or whatever you want to call, but got to get those more crisp passes.
And that was, well, it was kind of one of those high-risk, low-reward things where you see somebody and you think they're open and you got to, I'll hit them and we'll get a breakaway right here. But there were two Smoky Mountain Mustangs just about even with it. Mulligan's first free throw rattles an in. Second one on the way. Good. 9-2. Mountaineers got to break this. They had the first lead and then quickly let it go. Horton and stolen on the press by Mulligan. Tipped down to Voss. Tried to put up a shot. Won't go. And Wells is going to pick up her second foul. Actually, no.
Just out of bounds.
Just out of bounds.
Yeah.
the whistle, I was afraid there was going to be another foul called. High pass intercepted by Wells. One-on-one against Voss. Going to take it to the rim and lays it in. 9-4. Smokey's still in the lead. 3:25 to go here in the first. Ball going to be tipped out of bounds off Clemens. Mountaineer ball. Wells into Schick. And Smokey in a little 1-2-2 press here. Mountaineers get it across midcourt and it's tipped out of bounds. Backcourt to Horton, which is illegal now. Didn't used to be. Horton with the ball to Schick. Going to rotate up top. Forbes to Horton to Wells. Wells will run off the screen, pull up, take the jumper short, and a ball goes off of number two, Kiara Inslee. Mountaineers have been successful so far in the far as the rebounding on the offensive end. Inbound, Williamson trying to get some space, kicks it out, Schick wide open, 16-footer, and she walked. Turnover to the Mustangs. Voss brings it down. Picks up her dribble. Cross court over to Clemens. Clemens tried to hit Mulligan, cutting down underneath the low block. It'll go out of bounds off Kendall Williamson.
Good job by Kendall getting her hand in there to try to deflect it, but it went out of bounds instead of where
still
she could recover good. It.
And Mulligan with a little push there on that inbound play off of Williamson. Kendall going to get tight on her defensively. Ball's loose up top. Picked up by Nicholson. They'll feed down low. Voss working on Wells, underhanded little scoop shot. It'll go. 11-4. Mountaineers get it in with Wells to Schick. Little high. Only got a hand on it. Picked up by Inslee to Voss on the left wing. Picks up her dribble, swings it to Nicholson up top. Nicholson going to drive right side of the lane. Gets by Forbes. Won't go. Vesper with the rebound. And just, ooh. Schick had two defenders on her, and Forbes just tried to put it right between them, and that was not the best idea.
They're going to call that foul on Gwyneth Schick, and that's her her first, team fourth.
Two team fouls for Smokey so far on the inbound now. Clemens hands it to Voss. She'll take the three. Going to be short. Tip. Williamson got a hand on it, couldn't bring it in. Mulligan picks it up. Outlet, Clemens lays it. It won't go. Hangs on the rim. Tip back out by Wells, and that's going to go back over to Smokey. Kaylee Paris, a senior for Smokey, will check in and play some Mulligan. Voss looking to get it in. Finally goes up high to Clemens. Now Nicholson looks low to Paris. Not there. They swing it left. Voss dribbles, spins, shot. Too strong. Williamson got a hand on it. Couldn't reel it in. Knocked it out of bounds. Ball stays with Smokey. Clemens on the inbound. To Voss. Drove into, and then Voss shoves Wells underneath the basket.
Wow.
As there was some contact on the shot, Voss missed and no call. Horton, oh, couldn't get it to go. Baseline jumper. Rebound, Inslee. Spin move, Clemens won't go. Rebound, Horton. Outlet, Wells. Julia going to bring it down, working on Voss. Pulls up, takes the jumper, won't go. Followed by Vesper Forbes. 11-6, we go under a minute here in the first. And, ooh,
whoa.
Clemens picked up her dribble right before she crossed midcourt. Gets it to Nicholson. Inslee hands off now to Clemens. Inslee left wing, now they go baseline. Ball loose, got by Voss, but Nicholson able to pick it up. To Inslee, cuts, the runner, won't go. Rebound, Kendall Williamson. She'll push it. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Long pass. Horton
good.
Underneath the basket. Count it. Long. Now that's how you throw a pass.
Yeah. That was a good pass right there.
And Horton going to draw the foul in the end one.
That's going to send her to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. Are you looking to grow your business? Well, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Chance to drop this to a one-possession game. Nope, shot no good. Forbes got a hand on it, kicked it back, but the Smoky Mountain player held on to it. Long pass down to Mulligan, and it's good. Pushes the lead back 13-8, 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Wells will bring it up the right side, going to be tipped out of bounds, and it went off Wells. Seconds to go. Mulligan on the inbound. Back to Mulligan. The three is good. Holy cow.
Wow.
16-8. We've doubled up again. Wells going to take the last shot from about the top of the back key and no good. It's 16-8 as we go to the second quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back with you. Second quarter, Lady Mustangs lead 16-8. Tuscola will have possession to start the second quarter. Roten into Wells. They go high post to Williamson now. Looking, Vesper will set the screen. Williamson works around and gets grabbed as she goes up for a shot.
Wow.
By Kaylee Paris. So that'll be the first team foul of the quarter in the new rules that came in, what, a year or two ago?
Right.
We reset the fouls now every quarter.
Reset them every quarter, which is, you know, pretty cool, but still kind of mess you up when you're not used to it.
Inbound, a Roten shot, no good. Rebounded by Callie Winchester, a junior for Smoky Mountain. Mulligan working on Williamson. Works right, picks up her dribble, feeds to Voss. Voss cuts by. Roten will come in to try to cut her off to the basket. It's no good, but Roten going to draw the foul.
That'll be Avery's third.
Got to get there quicker and establish position. Cross his first free throw good. Samantha Horton will check in now for Avery Roten again. That was her third.
Yeah.
Boss. Second rolls off the front and in. Inbound, Wells, ooh, just threw it right in the hands of Boss. Turn around, lays it in. 20-8.
Oh.
Horton come down at midcourt with Allie Nicholson standing right underneath her, and she'll draw the foul. So Julia McCauley in the game, a junior. And we're going to whistle on the side.
I think when she came down, I think she hit her nose and it must have started bleeding.
Well, they got, oh, she was trying to get down the bench to get to the.
Yeah.
Yep. So inbound again now, Tuscola. Wells trying to hit Schick. Kicks it out. Horton will take the jumper. Won't go. Williamson with a rebound. She'll dribble out. Start at the top, spin, working on Plymouth. Shot up, no good, but she's fouled.
That should be on Julia McCullough.
So that'll send Kendall Williams to the line, and really got to make these free throws. We got to chip away. Had cut the lead at one point to 3, 11-8. Now it's 20-8, and Kendall misses the front end of 2. Second on the way is good. 20-9. We've played a minute here in the second quarter. Excuse me. McCauley, long pass in the corner. Tried to drive baseline. Got cut off by Forbes. They'll swing it. Drive on the baseline by Mulligan is good. And they're still going to stay in this little 1-2-2 press. Kendall, cross midcourt. To Wells, she'll drive in the lane, try to put up the shot, and Plemons going to get called for the blocking foul.
That's number 10, Bexley Plemons, her first team's fourth.
Wells to the line.
So, Smokey, really quick with 4 fouls here in the first almost minute and a half.
Not quite able to get there yet.
Yeah.
Wells to the line, shoot 2. Free throws biting us tonight. We need those.
Got to have those. That's Avery's 2. There's 4 points we've left. 5 points now we've left on the court. We got to take with us.
Missed both of them. Rebound Vaught. Ooh.
Ooh, that's a.
Picked up the dribble. Almost picked her foot up there. They go in the corner. Mulligan, left side, air ball. Rebound Horton.
Ooh.
Little two. Strong to Schick there on that outlet. 10, Plemons late getting back. I think she got knocked in the head. Williamson going to go up, went to put it in. No good, and she's fouled, and she might have took a little shot to the chest.
Yeah, so that's going to be 2 more shots right there, and this foul shot is sponsored by WPTL. Are you looking to grow your business? Give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
Plemons trying to check herself out.
She took a shot down here on this other end.
She's sort of squinting, and yeah, she was late getting back down on the defensive end. And now that's 2 Lady Mustangs now with trips to the trainer. Both free throws missed again. Voss rebounds, outlet, Mulligan over Schick is good. Schick going to pull it down, bring it down for the Mountaineers, reached by Mulligan. Schick able to pick it up, feeds to Wells. Julia working right side. Goes baseline. Reverse layup won't go. Ball tipped out of bounds by Horton. Ball's trying to get it in. Timeout. Smoky Mountain to save the possession with 5:47 to go. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Pace starting to kind of slow down a little bit, Branson. The late part of the first quarter and here early in the second, they were moving along pretty fast, and it's getting kind of conventional again.
Yeah, it's slowed up a little bit, but, hard to believe. Smokey got 5 fouls really quick to start the second quarter. So Tuscola looking to go to the line now every time. But here's the thing. We've not been very successful on free throws so far tonight.
Those 5 points would be handy. Inbound to Voss. Mountaineers going to try to put a little pressure in the backcourt. Mulligan will get it across for Smokey. Going to drive. Horton came out to challenge. Mulligan had to alter a shot. Rebound by Vesper Forbes. She'll feed it to Kendall Williamson. Gets it across midcourt. Hands it to Wells.
Oh,
great screen by Forbes High. Schick. Hands off to Horton. Horton going to drive the lane. It's stolen away. Ensley going to drive. Kicks it over to Voss. And Voss will drive and lay it in from the left side. And another high-arcing pass intercepted by Voss. And a foul on Kendall Williamson.
That'll be Kendall's first team second here in the second quarter.
26-9. Smokey with the lead. Inbound to Inslee. Works it across midcourt. Roten back in the game now for Tuscola. Boss on the point. They'll swing it left. Mulligan. Cross court pass to McCauley. And Voss on the cut to the baseline. The basket's good. Horton drives. Voss going to slip in from behind and just steal it away. Arrow goes to Smokey.
Right now they're going to have to do something about Voss. They're going to have to do something to slow her down, get her in foul trouble somehow.
Well, I know of one she should have drawn.
Yeah. Actually, you could probably got her for a couple.
On the inbound now is Inslee working left side of the court. Roten on her with three fouls. To Voss. And Wells trying to belly up with her there. And the ball going into the side of the lane. And Paris, Roten got the steal. And Paris with the reach-in foul afterward.
Yeah, so she's going down for two shots here.
Yeah, we're at five on Smokey. So Avery Roten. We'll go to the line now to shoot two.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL. Phone number is 648-3576.
Roten.
There we go.
Winchester back in now for Smokey in place of Kaylee Paris. And the official, I guess, over there explaining to her what she did on the foul she drew. Roten hits both of them. 28-11. Smokey still in the lead. 4:25 to go here in first half. Voss going to try to work off a screen set by Mulligan. Winchester will swing it over now to McCauley. McCauley will go up for a shot. Kendall's going to draw her second foul. Voss to inbound baseline. Hits Inslee. The shot's good and another foul. And that one's going to go on Amelia Deal in the game for Tuscola. Missed her checking in. 30-11 with a chance to go up by 20 right here. Inslee's free throw is good. Rattled a bit but went in. Wells to Roten on the inbound. Roten going to get double teamed in the corner. Hits Williamson, high post. Horton cutting to the basket. Layup good. Voss working right side. Going to get a whistle over. Whoa, got a carry. Yep, it happened. Voss not believing it, but. And it's. I don't know. It must be a point of emphasis this year. We've seen it called several times last couple of games. Inbound now to Roten. Roten working in front of the bench and dribbles it out of bounds. Got to be aware where you're at on the court. Inslee going to bring it down for Smoky Mountain. Voss with it. Left elbow. Wells out there on her. Gets it to Inslee. Long shot. Inslee won't go. Long rebound out to Roten. And got knocked down by Mulligan. Be really cool if she wore a black glove.
A black glove?
You know.
I agree with you.
The claw.
Yeah, first free throw missed. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Barry Monraski was not the only expert with the claw.
No, he wasn't.
Blackjack didn't use it much, though. He got to brawling there in his latter years and kind of let the scientific stuff go. 31-13. from the corner. That's Lucy Wilson, freshman in the game for Smoky Mountain. She'll miss, and a whistle. And that's going to go on Samantha Horton. First foul. And now that puts Smoky in a bonus with five fouls from Tuscola. And McCauley's first free throw, no good. Second one on the way is good. 32-13, 3 minutes to go in the half. Julia gets it across midcourt, hands off to Roten. Roten going to work right, goes around a screen set by Williamson. A little bad on the angle there off the backboard. Smoky with a rebound. Inslee down, long pass, turn around, and McCauley's shot is good. 34-13. Wells to Horton. Tried to turn before she got it all the way in. Lost it out of bounds. Inslee now brings it across for Smoky. Right side, McCauley hits Voslo. That's a heck of a bounce pass. About went off Voss's chin. She'll work left. Now get it around in the corner. Inslee going to drive baseline. A little too much. Rebound Samantha Horton. Roten to Wells. Ball fake in the lane. Turn around. Jumper won't go. Kendall. Not a good one. She went over her back. That's going to be three on Kendall. And with that thin Mountaineer bench, Branson, they got to be careful. Roten with three and Kendall with three.
Yeah, they're going to have to be extremely careful now. It looks like Vesper's going to check in right here.
Inslee's first free throw, no good. McCauley, I didn't notice this before, got a brace or wrap or something on that left wrist. Second free throw by Inslee is good, and we're going to get Molly Romanison in the game. And notice I waited till he announced before I gave that one a stab.
I noticed that today, and I tried to sound it out, but, that didn't work out well.
Yeah, we'll let him do it. Just piggyback off his work. Under two to go here in the half, 35-13. Wells into the lane, lost the ball, picked up by Inslee. Just about knocked Voss down with the pass. Voss had a rough patch here the last couple of plays from her own side. McCauley, left wing now with it, looking inside. Swings it right to Inslee. Roden will come out there on her. Tried to hit in the lane, tipped by Forbes to Roten. She'll pick up her dribble, gets it down to Wells. Wells going to drive, the runner won't go. Vesper Forbes follows and puts it in. Smoky lead still 20, 35-15. Minute 15 to go here in the half. Inslee working left on Voss. They go low, tried to hit Inslee, and tipped away by Avery Roten. Banksley Plemons back in the game. She was one of the two Mustangs in the first quarter, got popped in the head or the face with an arm or a ball or something. Had to come out for a little while. Voss on the wing, long shot, won't go, and went off of Forbes into the hands of Julia Wells. Julia hits Horton low, and the basket's good.
Sam Horton having a good night tonight.
35-17. Smoky still in the lead, 43 seconds and counting. Inslee drives baseline around. Of course, Roten had to let her go with three fouls. 37-17. 30 seconds to go. Wells stutter steps, puts the shot up. Too strong. Rebounded by Inslee to Voss. And she fed it to Lucy Wilson. Had a good look at the basket, but didn't put the layup up until she got right underneath it, so she had a bad angle. Mountaineers come down with it. Wells up with a shot, and she's fouled with 11.3 seconds to go.
That should be on Voss.
Just her first. So Wells to the line. First one's good. Julia's second shot, short, comes out to Inslee. Nicholson going to pull up, dump it back to Voss. She thought about taking the three. 3 seconds. Now she's going to take it. Long, and a buzzer will sound before Smokey can complete the rebound on that. And at the half, Smokey will take a 37-18 lead going in to the locker room. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with the halftime of the girls' game. Smokey up 37-18. Other scores earlier today, JV boys lost 58-32. JV girls lost 37-30. Big game tonight between Pisgah and Franklin, especially probably that girls' game will be big. Franklin's boys, I believe they beat East, last week?
I believe so, yes.
So Franklin going to be a force here in the Mountain, what are we now, 8?
Mountain 8, yeah.
Mountain 8 Conference. We just keep
adding one,
adding a number to whatever we were. So you got the Mountain and you got the Mountain Athletic. Of course, they called themselves the Mountain for a while, so it was getting kind of confusing. And of course, I missed the old WAC.
The WAC and the MAC.
The WAC and the MAC, and then you had for a while there in what, late 2000s, we were the Appalachian. We were the AAC,
yep.
Appalachian Athletic Conference. And I don't know. That one never stuck. Once that one kind of disbanded, nobody bothered to bring it back, which is kind of strange because it was handy, and it was one nobody else had had for a while. But trying to check some scores, but nothing coming in right now. But talking about Smoky Mountain, they're led by Jared Boone. He's actually a Pisgah graduate. This is his first year at Smoky as girls basketball coach. He's been on staff. He came back here about 7 years ago. He's been coaching football on the football staff since 2018. And he had about a 10-year run, I think, at Inca as a girls coach there. So a lot of experience with girls basketball. And he's kind of got them playing probably a little better than they were last year with pretty much the same group of girls for the most part. I know they're very experienced, as are their boys.
Right. And yeah, the girls are pretty good. So,
well, and of course last year we played them, we had some couple pretty good games with them. In fact, the last two seasons we've had some good strong games with them. But Mountaineers got off to a great start, up 2-0, and then had free throw chances to go up 4-0, and then all of a sudden the rebound really has hurt in that stretch there in the first quarter. Smokey was following a lot of their shots and getting second and third chances, and kind of the same situation happened on Tuesday night against West Henderson. They just got out-rebounded and
Well, we got to do a stronger job.
You know, and we got into a turnover bug that, well, Smokey had a turnover bug down here on this end.
Yeah.
Never could capitalize on it. And on top of that, the free throws that we've just – we've missed – we've left, I know, at least 7 points on the floor this so far. And, you know, those 7 points right now would have been a 37-25 game, 12-point deficit. So.
Well, give a shout-out to Tyler Buchanan here in the gym tonight. He follows Smokey and does some sports information work for them. And, of course, I saw Mark Haskett earlier. Mark and I guess are classmates at Western. Mark shot photography, sports photography particularly there for Western while we were in school, and actually was one of their staff photographers for a long time. He's also done a lot of work for the Silva Herald.
Right.
Saw Mark walk by, and I know he's retired from Western, but I think he still pitches in here and shoots Smoky Mountain Sports. So good to see Mark staying involved. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff, the host of Weekend in the Country. Each week, we travel back in time for a countdown of the top 20 songs from a weekend of years gone by. Now, in addition to playing some of your all-time favorite songs, we'll have fun facts about those tunes and about the great country performers of our lifetime, plus a slice of life to help us remember how things were back then. So be sure to join me for every Weekend in the Country.
Saturdays at noon on WPTL.
Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Halftime Show is brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. That's Papertown Equipment Rental. And Branson, you got some first half stats.
I do. So far, I have Julia Wells with pitching in with 3 points. I have Kendall Williamson with one. I have Avery Roten with four. Vesper Forbes with four. And Sam Horton is the leader right now in points, and she has six in that first half. Sam did a good job moving around, getting down in that paint, getting down there and staying down there and getting a few points, big points, which to me I think that should be Vesper's well down in there, because Vesper's nothing against Sam, but Sam being a freshman and stuff, getting more time. Vesper's more seasoned, I guess, would be the best word to say.
Of course, Vesper's just a sophomore, so
yeah.
Got a year on her that way experience-wise. Of course, Vesper got a lot of playing time last year, and like we said in the first half, key to the game is which of these teammates of Julia Ward or Julia are going to step up and kind of rise to the top and help take some of the pressure off, because that's tough for Julia Wells to have to kind of carry all the load. Of course, kind of didn't get in foul trouble early like she did last week. Of course, Avery Roten, she's got three, and I believe Kendall's got three, so they've got to be careful. So,
yeah, but both of them have. You're right. Both of them have three.
That will hurt
fouls.
Us down on the rebounding end. But of course, Finn Bench and a couple of these girls, Schick and Deal, both also kind of doing double duty, playing JV and varsity, as Coach Sutton trying to get some experience and some depth on the varsity bench, but yet let them get some experience together with their own teammates just coming up from the middle school. So,
right. And, you know, and that's the thing. I've noticed that, you know, there's a lot of talent seems to be down on that middle school team. So there's some that's coming. You know, we've just got to, you know, weather the storm and get those kids up here and get them in the system and get them going.
Of course, we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box as we approach the end of halftime here. We'll have boys basketball action coming up after this one. If you've missed any of the Mountaineer basketball or football games, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the
entire 2025 football season, and it's up to date on basketball on Tuscola On Demand. Check it out. We're looking ahead to the second half here, down 37-18. Got to do a little better job of keeping Smoky Mountain off the board, and we've got to try to do something on that outside shot by McCauley and by Voss. Defend them a little better here in the second half.
Yeah, they do, because Voss, you've got to try to calm her down and keep her from hitting those threes, because, man, she got hot right there between the first and the second quarter from behind the arc.
So the boys have completed their warm-ups. Girls on the court ready to start the second half. Avery Roten to inbound for Tuscola. So Mountaineers will start with possession here in the second half. Tuscola 5-3 right now, 1-1 in the conference with that big win last Friday night over North Henderson. But they had a tough performance Tuesday against West, losing 64-33. And one of the big issues Tuesday night was they let Scontra score 25 points on them. And you got to be careful tonight and not let – if you look at the scoring from Tuesday night, besides Scontra, the rest of the girls were at even or below what the Tuscola girls scored. So Scontra just got hot Tuesday night. Shot by Wells, no good. Oh, ooh, Forbes had landed on the ball. And fortunately, she appears to be okay, but a little scary there. Ball hit the floor, and she was right behind it.
Did they call Walker, or did they call a jump ball on that?
I'm not sure.
I think it was called Walker.
I didn't see the signal. And there's a push-off by... That's two now by Voss. It should have been called, and they're just letting it go. And Coach Sutton having a discussion. Wells defending Voss on the inbound, so they'll get it across over to Inslee. Schick on Inslee. To Mulligan. Back up top, Voss will set the offense now for Smoky Mountain. Right side over to Lucy Wilson, the freshman. Screen set by Nicholson. Wilson will get it over top to Mulligan. Now Voss working top of the key. Nicholson swings right to Inslee. Cut off by Forbes in the lane. Out to Voss on the wing. Working on Wells. Left-handed layup won't go.
Ah.
And Kendall Williamson with a rebound for Tuscola. Kendall brings it down, gets it across midcourt. The one thing you could say, Branson, obviously Wells is irritating Voss. She just can't buy the calls right now.
Yeah, you're right, because those are you know, frustrating plays by Voss.
And a good steal by Schick on the inbound. Makes it 39-20. After the Wells runner was missed and followed. Voss and long pass. Took Mulligan towards the sideline. She'll step out of bounds, and we're going to get a timeout call by Smoky Mountain, I believe. Coach Jared Boone. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service.
Jared Penland in the house tonight.
Oh, man. He's grown some hair.
He has.
In the back and the front.
I'm going to have to tell him that I about didn't recognize him when he came in.
I did not recognize him. Now, where's he at?
He's here. He's coaching baseball over
here. Oh, okay. His dad, I think, came over here.
Yeah, he did. Because Jared was at Western.
Okay. I knew he'd went down to Union, and I kind of lost track of him after that.
I think he either graduates or has one more year this year.
So Roten tried to drive and loses the ball out of bounds. Yeah, Jared Penland, good baseball player, quarterback for a spell at Tuscola.
Basketball
player. Voss gets it to Mulligan. To Nicholson, top of the key, right side. Wilson still in the game now, the freshman for Smoky Mountain. Picks up a dribble. Gives it to Inslee, working on Schick. To Voss.
Out. That was a walk.
Jab step.
Three stamps.
And a pass. Trying to get it over to Wilson on the sideline there in front of the Smoky Mansion. She can't handle it. So Roten will inbound for Tuscola. Into Wells, gets it back. Cross-court pass, Schick. Probably need to wait for the rest of her team, and she will. She'll pull it up top. Hand off to Roten. Wait a minute. Roten screening her, or Forbes screening her own player. Zigged when she should have zagged. And the turnover in the lane to Smoky. Gives it to Mulligan to bring down for the Mustangs. Left side, Voss for three, and it goes. 42-20. Wells going to get double team.
Not for long.
Schick was like, I'm down here, I can help, and Wells just blew on by.
There we go. Good job, and Esther.
Missed layup by Williamson. Forbes will follow for the basket. Smoky lead is still 20. 42-22 here in the third quarter. So Mulligan now handling the ball for Smoky on the point. Right side, Wilson. Screen set by Voss, and we're going to get something. A whistle inside.
It's about time.
21.
They call it. Okay. I thought they were calling that on Voss because it almost kind of looked like almost a moving screen.
Yeah, I saw the one, but I couldn't tell if it was 11 or 21, and then 11 is Julia McCauley. Wells.
Wow.
Williamson on the handoff to Wells. The runner won't go. Wells having a hard time buying a basket here. Getting all sorts of looks. Can't get him to go. Voss brings it down. Picks up a dribble. Hands off to
Attagirl.
Mulligan. Shot from the lane. No good. Rebound Kendall Williamson. Kendall looks down court. Nobody there. Gets it to Roten now on the wing. She'll pull up. Take the three. Won't go. Forbes rebound. Can't pull the ball down. We're going to get a reach-in foul.
That'll be on 21. I can tell if that's 21 or 12.
It'll be on Mulligan, her third. Well, that helps a little. Wells inbound on the cut to the middle of the lane by Williamson, and she's fouled.
So that should send Kendall to the line here. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. You're looking to grow your business? Call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Kendall's first one is good.
Kendall Williams.
Kendall's second shot, no good. Roten tried to follow. Got boxed out by McCauley, so she's got to be careful with those three fouls. Voss with the ball now. Going to pull up, take the three. Too strong. Ball tipped. And McCauley hits the floor, kicks it ball back. Saves the possession for Smoky. Mulligan going to drive on Forbes. Won't go. And Nicholson follows from the other side. And then Mulligan follows and a foul inside. And just not boxing out down there defensively. We're getting out rebounded again.
And that's going to be a foul on Kendall. And that's going to be her fourth. And team's first.
That's going to get Deal up off the bench for Tuscola. And this is where, and Samantha Horton, I believe, are going to check in too. Mulligan misses the first of two shots. Horton in for Roten. Deal in for Williamson. So Kendall with her fourth, and Roten still with three. And Mulligan leaning over the line. Gets the second one to go. Wells to Forbes. Vesper brings it down. Long pass. Horton couldn't handle it. Able to corral it in, though, and it's tried to get across the lane pass to Deal. And it's tipped out of bounds by Inslee. Kelly Winchester will check in. A junior now for Smoky. Wells looking to inbound. Deal trying to post up low on the inbound. Gets it out to Horton. Horton in the lane. Right side, Wells. To Schick. Gwyneth. Wells on the floor. Lost the handle. Picked up by Nicholson. She'll outlet to Voss. Voss, right side. Is he going to take the long three? And it's good. Takes it 46-23. Horton tried to hit Vesper Forbes down low. Is picked off. Inslee saves it back to McCauley. Shot no good. Rebound Wells. Julie going to push it to Forbes. And
should be Tesco.
No, it went off Vesper.
Vesper did. Okay.
The pass was to her right, and it needed to go to the left, but it really couldn't go to the left because Nicholson was standing there in the way.
I saw her pull her hand back a little bit, and I thought that she was trying to pull it back so it didn't hit her.
So Wells out there on Voss on the point. Over to Inslee, right side. Winchester sets the screen on Chick. The give and go. Winchester won't go. Rebound Chick. Gwyneth across midcourt with the basketball. Going to work left. In the corner to Horton. Samantha got a little whack there by Winchester. Forbes will pick the ball up on the point. Gets it to Wells. Wells, screen set by Horton. Wells going to go baseline, pull up. The jumper won't go. Rebounded by Voss. She'll bring it down herself. Going to pull up inside the arc for two.
Got to get somebody, got a hand in her face or something.
48-23. Chick across. Oh, I was afraid it was going to be a backcourt. Stolen, hits Inslee on the long pass, is good. And a timeout now by Tuscola. This will be a full timeout with a minute 17 to go in the third. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your lawn, all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service.
Well, free throws have been trouble, but that's not been all of it tonight, Charles. You know, they've got to, you know, turnovers. Those passes have not been on point.
They got to box people off the rim. They're getting out-rebounded again. Can't afford to do that.
Minute 17 left here in the third down.
I see the conference football all-conference list coming out, but I've not seen – I've seen Pisgah's and I've seen Smokies, but I've not seen Tuscola's list yet.
Let's see. Jet Bartley, Everett Messer, Sam Trantham.
Yeah, I was going to say he's got to be.
Elijah Pruitt. I'll find that list. I have it.
So Wells will inbound to Schick. Minute 13 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Mounties down 50-23. Horton with the ball in the right corner. Gets it to Wells from the wing. Won't go. Forbes goes up with a rebound. Kicks it out to Deal. And Deal tried to hit Schick, and it's intercepted by Nicholson. Can't be in that big of a hurry to get rid of the basket.
Oh, man. Chick had it, and the turnaround grabbed it from her.
Voss, underhand, won't go. Forbes and Wells both go up for it. Forbes will come down with it. Outlet to Wells. Now Chick across midcourt to Horton. Works baseline. Pulls back out. Gives it to Wells. Cross court to Deal. Deal got bumped as she tried to work to the right side by Winchester. So, fourth team foul on Smokey this quarter. Schick to inbound, and that's a tough shot for Forbes from where she was at. She was almost under the basket, or actually under the backboard. Wells gets a steal and runs it in. 50-25. Smokey, of course, still in the lead. 13 seconds here in the third to go. Right side. They feed Nicholson on the baseline drive. Won't go. That pass by Kaylee Paris. Schick going to take the shot.
Oh,
won't go. That'll do it for the third quarter. Smokey up 50-25 over Tuscola. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter here live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. And the Lady Mountaineers down 50-25. And just another tough night. After putting it all together there last Friday against North Henderson and pulling out an overtime, or not, or pulling out a win in conference, just not able the last past two games to get it going. Forbes with it now in the lane. Kicks it out. Roten for the jumper. Oh, rattled out. Won't go. Williamson got a hand. I got to be careful reaching there with four fouls. And the rebound by Kaylee Parrish. She'll outlet down to Winchester on the post. And the layup no good. Rebound Roten. She'll bring it down and gets tied up. Oh, pulled it back out. And it rolled off the rim. Williamson gets the rebound. Puts up the shot. But she was not really in a good position to get it to go in the rim. But she'll draw the foul.
Yeah, you're right. They draw the foul. And this foul shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576. There we go.
First free throw by Williamson is good. It's one of two. It's 50-26. Forbes going to draw her first foul, trying to get a steal on the inbound, and they get it down to Inslee.
I thought they were going to call that on Avery, and that would have been her fourth, but good one to give it on Vasper, though. That got plenty to give.
The drive on the baseline by Kaylee Parrish is good. 52-26. 7:10 to go here in the fourth. Roten follows with a rebound and is good. 52-28. Smokey in the lead. Shot up. Ooh, way off by Parrish. Ball rebounds way out, and Parrish able actually to come down with it. She'll feed to Plemons from the left side. Air ball no good. It was tipped by a Mountaineer. So Parrish will inbound for Smokey. Dumps it on the cut by Mulligan is good. Just went right in front of Forbes. Schicken brings it down for Tuscola. Left side, Roten going to drive. Picks up her dribble. Got stuffed by McCauley. Wells with it now to Schick. Schick working on Ansley. Going to pick up her dribble. Wells going to work right side, and we're going to get a foul on Mulligan. Side out here by Wells, almost right in front of us. Gets it in to Williamson. Going to get tied up in the lane on a jump ball.
It's going to go to Smokey.
Mulligan gets it across midcourt. Working on Williamson. Extends an arm. Slides across the floor.
How in the world?
They let it go.
Shot by Plemons, no good. Rebounds out long. It's loose on the floor. Finally picked up by Julia Wells. Long pass to Schick. And Schick, just saw color, didn't see position, and kind of a no-look pass, trying to hit Williamson on the cut, and it's intercepted. Smokey in the corner. Paris off the rim. No good. Rebound Roten. Avery long pass, trying to hit Williamson, and
going to get poked out.
Paris going to cut in front and get the steal. Paris going to drive in the lane. Kind of a little reverse layup. And ball's tipped back by McCauley, back to Vesper Forbes. Roten in the corner to Wells. Working baseline on Mulligan. Went up with a shot. And we got a block shot and jump ball. So at least Wells didn't draw the walk there. Schick going to check out. And Lexi Mendez will check in. A junior for Tuscola. Inbound. Forbes going to take the 17-footer. Won't go. Williamson with a rebound and lost it. It's rolling this way. Roten just took an elbow to the face by Mulligan.
Wow.
So Paris trying to inbound. Yeah, I believe we're just trying to get it over at this point. Plemons. Ball stolen away by Williamson. Wells will bring it down. Williamson right side in the corner now to Roten. She'll pull up, take the jumper.
Boom!
For three, Avery Roten.
This three-point is sponsored by Forger Contracting.
Plemons brings down for the Mustangs. They go low, turnaround jumper by McCauley, no good. Mulligan follows with a rebound. They'll kick it out to Plemons. Jumper no good. Rebound by Julia Wells. 4:12 to play. And we're just about turning Wells loose on the left side. Shot no good, but a whistle. And that's going to go on Banksley Plemons. Second foul. Third on Smokey, but Wells in the act of shooting. And Coach Sutton going to take a timeout here, going to draw something up for after the free throw. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. 4:06 to go. Mountaineers down 54-31. We'll have boys basketball action to follow in about 10 minutes after this game is over. This will be the last game for the Mountaineers before Christmas break. The boys will be in a Christmas tournament, or, well, I shouldn't say Christmas because it's actually after, but holiday tournament, we'll say, at North Henderson. The 29th, 30th, and 31st girls will be off for the break until January the 9th when we come back home and face the Pisgah Bears.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Carol at 648-3576 at WPTL.
Wells' first free throw good. Took him a while to get it up there. Second one short. Rebound by Inslee. She'll feed DeVos. Right wing now to Nicholson. To Inslee. So basically, the whole starting lineup back out for Smokey, except for number 40, which we don't have on the roster. So Voss going to pull up, take the jumper, top of the key for three, barely disturbed the net. So got the starters still in there with 3:30 to go and up by 25. Shot up, no good, followed by Wells. She can't get it to go.
There we go.
Still after the rebound. Well shot up. No good. And foul going to be called on Allie Nicholson. Her third, team fourth, but Wells in the act of shooting.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Carol at at WPTL at 648-3576.
Wells free throw, no good. Ball goes off the hands of Nicholson, but she's able to bring it in. Boss gets it across for Smokey. Right side, and Ansley saved it from going out of bounds and kicks it back to Voss. Nicholson picks up her dribble as she approaches the lane. They'll kick it back out to Voss. The three-pointer rattles out, won't go. Ball's loose in the lane, picked up by Roten. Avery will bring it down. Hits Mendez underneath the basket, won't go, but she's fouled. Had a good open look there at Lexi Mendez on that pass. That was the kind of passes we needed in the first quarter.
Right, and that's going to send Lexi Mendez to the free throw line, and it's sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
So Mendez first goes. Williamson and Roten will check out. Samantha Horton and Gwen the Schick back in for Tuscola. 24, Molly Romanison back in. And we're going to get a whistle after the rebound on Vesper Forbes, her second. Schick trying to deny the inbound of Voss. Voss kind of backed her back with her backside. No foul. Voss. Over to Romanison. To 40, who we don't have a name for Smokey. Ansley to Voss, turnaround jumper. She was in the lane a while. Over Schick. 59-33.
Yeah, they're just in there for a little bit, but it's okay.
Trying to hit Dale and just way too high. On that entry pass, Ansley will bring it down for Smokey. We hit 2 minutes to go. Voss looking, gets it to 15. Another player we don't have a name for. Must have pulled up some JVs tonight. Voss shot, no good. They kick it back out on the rebound to Romanison. And the shot up down low, and that's going to be whistled. Forbes will pick up her third with a minute 36. Forbes making up for lost time now. Romanison's first free throw, no good. Justice Hamilton in the game for Smokey, also not on the roster, but I was able to pick her name up off the PA.
Ah.
And we another foul.
Well, Sam Horton's foot went into the
lane violation. So gets another crack, and it's way off. Rebounded by Schick. Gwyneth going to drive.
Oh.
She and Hamilton collide. Schick able to pick the ball up, gets it to Mendez. They swing it up top to Horton. Horton going to work, and a whistle and a blocking foul going to be called on number 15. And we'll. Her first name is Izzy. Her number is 15.
Is it going? Oh, that was her fifth, so that's going to put her to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Horton's first free throw swishes. Second one's good. So Hamilton will bring it down. Out on the lane, Romanison will kick it out. Izzy with the jumper, and she'll walk. Well,
Thought somebody was bringing his cookout.
I did too.
Apparently not.
Second.
Minute to go. Chick going to bring it down for Tuscola on the turnover. They get it down to Horton. She feeds to Deal. She's going to get bumped from behind by Izzy. ...59-35, and Deal to the line for Tuscola. First free throw won't go. That's Amelia Deal. Freshman. Second one on the way. Won't go off the back of the rim. Rebounded by number 40. She'll get it to Hamilton. Hamilton being defended by Schick at midcourt will... Schick will tip it out of bounds. 40 inbound for Smokey. Gets it into Hamilton. Stuck in the corner there. Finally gets by Schick. Schick tried to bat it out from behind as she went by. Hit Roman Eisen on the lane. Shot no good, but she's fouled. Romanizing to the line. First one good. Segment on the way. Won't go. Forbes got a hand on it. Schick able to pick it up for the Mountaineers. Gwyneth will bring it down. Works to the left side. Gets it to Horton. Horton swings it right. Mendez working on Hamilton. Got to be careful not to dribble that too high. Down to Horton in the corner. Swings it out to Forbes on the wing. Hit Deal in the lane. Deal going to drive. Tried to put up a shot. Blocked from behind. And taken away by number 40 for Smokey. Gets it to Hamilton. 7 seconds. Winchester going to take the three. Not there. Hamilton got a hand on it. And that'll do it. 60-35 is the final here in the girls' game. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll get ready for boys' action here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Borger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Branson Reed joining us here. Have in between girls and boys games, we got to hope the boys get a better look at it tonight than the girls just did. But Smokey coming in here tonight, pretty tough. Head coach Thomas Young, it's his third year. They are averaging right now about 14 points per game more than Tuscola offensively. Their only common opponent so far is Madison, which Tuscola lost both games to Madison, and Smokey beat Madison both games. So if that's any comparison, tough draw for the Mountaineers tonight.
It will, and it seems like that the first looks like the first couple of regular season conference games are going to be pretty tough, but a big win Tuesday night. You know, let's address that first. Great win, because listen, it's been 2 years since we had a conference win, and a big night to get that conference win, especially on the night of a week of the finals too. So, yep. Good job by them.
Smoky coming in tonight at 7-1, 1-0. They beat Pisgah last Friday night. They were off Tuesday. Ace Pringer, here's the thing about their scores. Ace Pringer averaging almost 19 points per game. Custer Pringer coming in averaging 17.5 per game, plus 11.5 rebounds, also 2 blocks per game. Then Ben Brown, who's still around, coming in with 16 points per game. So, you know, that's 3 right there. High scoring, and yeah. Tuscola will counter. Chenard got his average with those 29 points he had Tuesday night, got his average back up over 20 points per game. And that's the key. More Tuscola players need to step up offensively. Now, Jet Benson did a great job Tuesday night. He wound up with 17 rebounds, had 13 on defense, most of those in the second half.
Right. And, you know, the thing about Jet, you know, when it gets late in those games, you know, he'd done a really good job foul-wise, you know, staying out of foul trouble. Sort of crept up on him a little bit late in the fourth, but did a great job because the guy had to have him, especially in overtime, had a great night as far as, rebounds and stuff right there in overtime. And I think, to me, that's what sealed the deal for the win on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that was a great effort by Jet, and a good job by Jet staying in a game where probably in the past he might have had some problems with early foul trouble and not to be able to be in a game that was a late situation. And, of course, the Mountaineers ended up winning in overtime 68-63. But it's going to be a tough one tonight against the Smoky Mountain Mustangs. Scores earlier tonight, JV girls lost 37-30. JV boys lost 58-32. And as you heard here on Tuscola Sports Radio, girls just lost 60-35. So boys got to be the one to break the jinx here tonight.
Yeah.
As we head into.
Don't want to have a clean sweep.
Our first conference road game of the year. We take a break. We'll be back and have more. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
What you hear behind us is something we've not heard in a long time, Branson, and that is a pep band in a high school gym.
I know. You know, at one time, I know when I was in high school, we had a pep band.
Everybody had one.
Yeah. And
it kind of died out, but Smoke, we got warned by Matt Ferguson, who does the radio for WRGC here in Silva. And he said, word of warning, they actually have a pep band. He also said, I think East Henderson's got one.
Now,
so it may be making a comeback. I don't know.
It could be. You know, it just depends. Sometimes it may be some of these older band directors that had it when they were in school and stuff. And
able to
remember
and bring it back. Well, I would think, you know, if you're a band director, it would behoove you to have a pep band, because it would – repetition. It's just like just like any a sport. You know, the more times you play, or the more times you practice, the more experience you're going to have in performing. And of course, you know, most high schools you have marching band, you had pep band, you have concert band. So, in fact, I think Tuscola was doing a concert band performance the other night when we were there.
Yeah, they. I think they had combined middle school and
see, we could have brought them right over from the auditorium.
Right.
Play the fight song.
Yeah, because I remember when we had the pep band, the old wooden bleachers up top, they just had one push back, and they had chairs set
seated
up there.
In chairs.
Yeah, and that's what they did.
I think in those my day, they just sat in the bleachers. I don't know where we would have got chairs.
Well, we actually had a drum set. So instead of, somebody had a drum set, and then, of course, Roy Weejay was on the trumpet, and, we had several others there that, depending on whatever instrument they played. But, it got loud. It's already loud in the Tuscola gym, but it was louder than normal.
And then, of course, you go over to Western, all the colleges have them.
Right.
And it adds to the atmosphere. So, and most of them, and honestly, most pep bands have, they know the school fight song, and then they've got two or three pattern songs they all play. It don't matter what gym you go to, but it's just glad. It's great to kind of see maybe it's making a comeback here. Maybe we can get Tuscola cranked back up into it pretty soon.
You know, at one time last year, they were going to have a band. I heard them, one of our games, they were going to have a pep band, and then whatever happened,
it didn't
matriculate. Let me use
materialize.
Yeah,
materialize.
It's happening. So, it would be neat to have one. Just go back and have it like the old days.
Of course, big sports weekend. College football playoffs start tomorrow. Also, the FCS division, their semifinals are tomorrow. I'm interested in watching that 4 o'clock. Montana State game, in-state rivals. I think I've read they've played 125 times, but never in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So this will be a first for them.
Well, tonight's game would be interesting. That Oklahoma,
Alabama
game, to me, which I think should have been a prime time game compared to James Madison, Oregon tomorrow night. But but it does get exposure for James Madison, And I think we might have been talking about it last week or something, but, James Madison's one of those schools that they've had a revolving door of a head coach, but they consistently
because they've been successful.
And that's really good for James Madison.
Of course, I think, was Mike Houston there for a while?
He was, right before he took the East Carolina job.
And, of course, James Madison, I have a lot of battles going way back with Appalachian State. I've been to a few of those, and of course James Madison was a little behind App and Georgia Southern and moving up to the FBS level, but they're there now, so be interesting to see how they do against Oregon. Of course, also tomorrow at Greensboro, the coaches East-West All-Star game, nobody from Haywood on that squad for the West. I think there's one from Swain, a couple from Watauga, and that was about it. Nobody from Buncombe, I don't think, that I saw. So and that's a little shocking. You'd think with, seven, eight schools in Buncombe County, they could have found somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe they weren't seniors. I don't know. But getting ready to start and announce the starting lineups here for the boys' game. And we'll see if any changes. I see Bryce Ferguson, Anthony Massey. Anthony Massey kind of came on Tuesday night.
Yeah. Kind of quiet there last Friday night, but then Tuesday night he made a presence and did a good job in that game. So
looking like Chenard. Massey, Ferguson, Strickland, and Jet Bartley.
Well, it's funny you said that. Maybe they'll sit together, Massey and Ferguson, right there.
There we go. And Strickland, another player that's been coming on. Got a haircut since Tuesday, it looks like.
Jett and Anthony Massey. All right.
So starting for Smoky Mountain will be number 14, Ace Pringer, and number 21, Ben Brown. And I swear Ben Brown's been here 20 years. Number 22, Ty Howard, a senior. And number 33, Custer Pringer, 6'7", senior. And Custer will step into the center jump circle against Jett Bartley. So the Mountaineers will be working right to left here to start the first half. Tip back. Strickland will come down with it for Tuscola. Chouinard in the corner to Ferguson. Trying to hit a cutting Strickland. Stonewall Strickland. In the lane. It's tipped out of bounds. Mountaineers will maintain possession. Bryce Ferguson to inbound baseline. Hits Strickland. It's blocked in the lane. And it's Strickland going to tie up and on the jump ball. The arrow goes to Smoky Mountain. So Bryce and Gavin stay in the backcourt and try to pick up, and they motion everybody else up. Now the Mountaineers will creep up to midcourt. The Mustangs will break it and come across. Right side to Plemons. Lane Plemons, the other starter that we, fifth starter we missed for Smoky. They went so quick with the announcements and they circled up, we couldn't see them all. So Ace Pringer, the junior, pulls it back. Working on Bartley. Goes up, blocked from behind by Strickland. Ball's out of bounds. Stays with Smoky Mountain.
Good job by Stonewall right there, getting just enough of it.
Pringer to inbound. Hits his brother. Pulls back. Hangs in the air and puts it in. And Smoky with the 2-0 lead. We've played 45 seconds here. And Silva. Massey on the wing, a reach across by Ben Brown, the steal, and Custer Pringer with a dunk on the breakaway. 4-0. Chouinard to Massey to Strickland. He'll cut in the lane, pull up, 14-footer, won't go. Bartley got to be careful, and it's too late. Went across the back of Pringer on the rebound.
That'll be Jett's first team first here.
It is time for our Keys to the Game, sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage, 648-5656. And one of the keys with all those rebounds that Bartley had Tuesday night, we can ill afford for him to kind of fall back into that fouling pattern and get hampered tonight. Left side, Bryce Ferguson won't go. Ball's tipped back into the hands of Anthony Massey by Mustang. Gets tripped up in the lane. Now Bartley's loose on the floor, going to get a tie-up. That arrow should go to Tuscola. James Launer going to check in for Tuscola. Anthony Massey will check out. Smoky up 4-0, 6-10 to go here in the first. Ferguson deep out to Chouinard. Over to Launer. He'll work right side. Bryce Ferguson now with it. Penetrates into the lane. Kicks it back out. Launer going to get the ball stolen as he tried to work right. And Ty Howard thought about dunking it and pulled it back. 6-0. Smoky Mountain. Strickland out to Ferguson. Left corner. Won't go. Launer. Rebound. Kicks it back. Chouinard. Top of the key for three. 6-3, Smoky still in the lead. 5:34 to go in the first. Bartley got to be careful there as Ace Pringer went by.
And that three-pointer was sponsored by Forger Contracting.
Shot, Ty Howard, no good. Custer Pringer bangs into Bartley. Couldn't come down with a rebound. Gets tipped down to Chouinard. Bryce going to pull up on the left wing. Won't go.
Long pass back down to Lane. Plemons layup no good. Misses. Chouinard with a rebound. Got challenged by Strickland on the drive. Ferguson, left wing, looks inside. Can't get it there. Launer. Now to Bartley out on the wing. Dumps off to Chouinard. Chouinard right side, directs traffic to Launer. Top of the key. They keep working right. Bartley on the cut. Launer rolled out. It went in the cylinder and popped back out.
James had a great look at that, just in and out, like you said.
Man. Custer Pringer spin move in the lane. Bartley got a hand on it, tips it out to Strickland. Strickland goes against Ty Howard and going to get tipped out of bounds. Chase Perkins going to check in for Bartley. Mountaineers down 6-3. 4:26 to go. Ferguson to inbound baseline. Out on the wing, Launer tipped out of bounds by Ty Howard. So Ferguson will inbound in front of the Smoky Bench and Raucous student section, all two rows of them. Chouinard, top of the key, won't go. Rebound, Launer. Tried to reverse and go around Eli Snyder, the junior. Now in the game for Smokey. Pass down to Plemons. Can't get it to go. He tried to kick it back to number 15, Nolan Donnelly. It's stolen.
Good job by Ferguson trying to get through there, getting that foul.
So that is the first team foul on Smokey. So Ferguson across midcourt, works left. In the corner, Strickland got held as he went by Lane Plemons. Second foul.
Foul shot number 11, Lane Plemons, his first team second.
And tried to get it into Perkins and stole it away. And then Strickland defensively stayed back there, and it's going to get a kick ball violation, so it'll go back over to Smokey anyway. So good hustle by Strickland, staying back, trying to challenge the inbound. Pringer on the left wing, feeds to Ben Brown, drives the lane, hangs on the rim and goes. 8-3. Out at Strickland, bounce pass. And I don't think Perkins quite was hip to his jive on that one.
No, he... That was another one of those, like, last, you know, Tuesday night, they were just leading them a little too far. I mean, it was like the girls and stuff, but got to get those passes there, especially on those long bounce passes.
Get it across to Custer Pringer. He'll feed it down low to Ben Brown, and the basket's good. 10-3. So ever since Chouinard's three-point shot, the Mountaineers have gone cold. Strickland, right side, Massey, ball fake, picks up his dribble. Hands off to Chouinard. Works it back right. Massey will take the jumper for three. Won't go. Strickland tried to save it and bounce it off Ben Brown. Plemons will pick it up for Smokey. He'll hand it over to Ace. Back to Plemons. Custer going to drive baseline. Lays it in. Whistling a timeout by Coach Nathan Messer with 2:50 to go here in the first quarter. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Mountaineers, it stayed 0-0 for a spell, but Smokey has broken out, and it's now 12-3. Although some threes could get us back in this rather quickly.
Yeah, but, you know, got to be careful. Start throwing up those threes and the way they bounce and stuff. We've got somebody on the inside trying to block out. It's just going to go everywhere. So we've got to be careful, though.
So the Mountaineers will have the basketball after the timeout. Smokey will show press and then back off. Massey to Chouinard.
We're across midcourt. Strickland goes in the lane. Little skip and a hop, and the layup's good. 3-1. Clemens to Custer. To Ace. Now, Clemens with the ball. Looks inside on the cut to Ty Howard. He'll kick it back out. Clemens looks inside. Now to Ace on the cut. Custer, he'll go in the lane, dish it out in the corner. Ty Howard's shot no good. We'll get a whistle. And Strickland will draw the foul.
His first, team second. Or, yeah.
So Ace Pringer will inbound. It's Eli Snyder. They'll kick it outside. Long shot by Clemens, no good. Rebound by Strickland, and as he's falling down, he kicks it over to Bryce Ferguson. Bryce gets it across. Mountaineers on the offensive end now. Shenard calls the play. Screen set high by Massey. Shenard going to drive in the lane.
Ah.
Little jump step, won't go. Rebound Smokey.
Went up really awkward on that shot, too.
Ace brings it down. Over on the right side, Ty Howard. They'll kick it left to Clemens. Ace now on the outlet. Tried to drive the lane. Stolen away. Massey drives it down. Outnumbered. Picks up his dribble. Needs help. Gets it over to Shenard. Right wing for three.
Big three by Gavin right there. And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forger Contracting.
Ace. This is now they go back up top lane. Custer on the cut in the lane. Couldn't get it. Went back up over Shenard. Tipped it in. 14-8. We go under a minute to go here in the first. Bryce Ferguson works right. Custer goes to shut him off. Tried to hit Launer out on the wing as Ferguson drove in the lane, and it's tipped out by Smokey. 48.1 to go. Smokey up 14-8. Ferguson looking to inbound, goes way out to Shenard. Bryce over to Launer. Works the lane. Kicks it out. Massey picks up his dribble. And we're going to get a whistle and a walk on Anthony Massey.
I must slid that pivot foot.
Pivot foot. Kept moving a little bit. Bring it a whistle, and Jet Bartley going to check back in for Anthony Massey. Smokey gets it inbounds. They go to Clemens across midcourt. Over in the corner to Ty Howard. He'll get it back out to Ace Pringer. Now Howard. In the corner, Ace for three, won't go. Rebound, Launer.
Job by James right there, getting up, getting that rebound.
Right side, Strickland on the assist from Shenard, won't go. Bartley, great rebound, puts it back and good. That'll do it for the first quarter. Smokey up 14-8. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your home for Mountaineer sports.
Back here live from the Stephenson Pest Control press box as we start the second quarter. Mounters down 14-10. Launer with a rebound.
He's trying to say he got him in the jaw, but I don't think he did.
So Mountaineers have snuck back into this one. And they'll inbound Ferguson to Chouinard. Gavin works left. Feeds Massey on the motion. They go low. Bartley with the basket. 14-12.
That was all Bryce Ferguson right there driving and dishing it off.
And then a long pass on the cut by 22, Ty Howard, and he'll be fouled by Launer. And Howard gets up limping a little bit. May have tweaked that ankle just a touch.
That's James Launer's first foul.
So Howard to the line. Sinks the first one. The second one on the way. No good. But it's rebounded out to Custer Pringer. Shot goes up. He'll get the rebound, kick it back. Now they hit Pringer low, and Bartley will draw the foul as Pringer tried to go back up with the shot. And Bartley had his hand over him, or arm, actually, and so that'll be Bartley's second foul. And the second team foul on Tuscola. Custer had to wheel that one in. It looked like it was coming in a little flat. Chase Perkins now in for Tuscola. Pringer's second free throw good. It's 17-12. Mountaineers had cut it to two, and we're going to get a foul as Ferguson tries to move up the backcourt on Ace Pringer. So I don't know if you want one of your stars picking up one like that.
Yeah.
Still only his first. We're trying to get the first minute in here. Chouinard.
Oh.
Launer. All stolen away.
I'm not sure where James was going with that one.
Clemens goes up, drives, going to get fouled, and let's see who they call it on. It could be Ferguson, could be Perkins. It'll go on Perkins.
Chase is first.
Clemens will miss the first.
He's a little frustrated with himself. Seems like right there missing those shots.
Segment on the way. No good. Pringer got a hand on it. When he came down, it was taken away. Launer. Bryce Ferguson going to drive right side of the lane. The basket goes.
And Clemens going to draw the foul on the other end.
They're not going to give him the basket, though. Inbounds, Strickland to Bryce Ferguson. Launer picks up his dribble. Gets it into Sam Callaway now in the game for Tuscola. Chouinard and just Clemens cut off the passing lane, got the interception. drives and lays it in. 19-12. Chouinard, top of the key. Callaway going to set the screen high. Got to be careful not move with it. Chouinard way short. Ferguson tried to save it, put it right in the hands of number 21, Ben Brown. Ball still loose. Mountaineers able to come up with it.
Ah.
And then Ferguson threw it, trying to get it to Strickland into the hands of Ace Pringer. He'll feed it to Custer. And now it's 21-12. Thank you, Neil Peart. Strickland, right side. Tried to put it up. It was partially blocked. Landed right back in his hands. He put the shot back. Still missed it. Ball's loose on the floor now. Ben Brown going to pick it up, and Sam Callaway. And got to be careful. And now Callaway's going to pick up the tech. I'm not sure if Callaway was directing that at the official or Ben Brown.
I'm not either, but
they got tangled up on the floor. But it was just action. There was nothing really egregious. I mean, Callaway drew the foul, but I understand that part of it.
And that'll be Sam's first foul and first technical.
Well, they count as personals now.
Yeah.
So, actually, that counts as two, apparently, on the board. And surprisingly, Callaway's still out on the floor. And Pringer will hit the free throws. And, of course, with the technical comes maintaining possession of the basketball. And now he's going to get Callaway out for Anthony Massey. Callaway still having a discussion on the bench as he goes for the water. Inbound, we got to get a whistle down inside. And Launer with the foul, trying to ward Ty Howard off of him.
Is that James's second?
It's 23-12. Tuscola going to take a timeout. Is Coach Messer going to try to rein in the composure here a little bit with 5:25 to go here in the second quarter? This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service.
Well,
Mountaineers had cut it 14-12.
Yeah, and then
things kind of,
it just goes off the rails. It's gone off the rails, it seems like, just a little bit.
So Ace Pringer will step to the line to shoot two. Fifth foul on Tuscola. That's Launer's second. First one is good by Ace. Second one on the way, good. 25-12. Smokey in the lead.
Need to get a basket right here. Sort of stop this bleeding.
Ferguson to Strickland. Tomasi, ball fake. Going to drive baseline. Picks up his dribble. Tried to get it to Strickland. Howard will pick it out of midair. Down to Ace Pringer. He was too far into the basket. Kicks it back to Plemons. Ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Chouinard. Chouinard to Ferguson. Going to pull up. Take
Boom.
The three, and it's good.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forger Contract.
And long pass back downfield to Ben Brown. Downfield, down court. But he had no help, so he had to pull back. Gets it out to Ace in the right corner for three.
28-15. Smokey up by 13 now. Strickland works right, dumps off in the corner, and Jehal Patel will miss the shot. Plymouth feeds Ace Pringer, drives around Ferguson, and the layup's good. And I don't know how well we can get in a running game with a Smokey. Chouinard spins into the lane, comes back out. Massey to Patel to Strickland. Had trouble handling the ball. Gets it to Ferguson. Chouinard looks inside, going to drive up between Ace Pringer and Ben Brown, and contact, ball up, shot no good. 4 minutes to go here in the half. Plemons, Ace Pringer way out near the volleyball court, and that won't go, and Strickland will ward anybody else off from coming to it. So Strickland. Going to check out. Lawner will check back in. Smokey up 30-15. Chouinard brings it down to Ferguson. Right side, Patel. Back to Chouinard. Long high pass up top to Massey. Too many passes. Ace Pringer read it. Gets the steal and the lay-in. And just Massey really didn't look. Just kind of tried to throw it into where he thought Chouinard was. And Custer, or actually that was Eli Snyder right in front of him. Snyder got a hand on it but lost it back out of bounds. So Tuscola will keep possession. 3:28 to go here in the first. Chouinard tries to hit Ferguson in the lane. Spins, puts up a shot, smacked from behind by Custer Pringer, and he doesn't believe it, but there's apparently a foul going to be called on him.
And that's going to send Bryce to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Patel will step over to the bench and have a chat with Coach Messer. Of course, Coach Nathan Messer back at Tuscola after about a four-year, I think, sojourn down the road. Second free throw, both free throws good, actually. It's 32-17. The drive by Ace Pringer no good, and he holds his hand out like he can't believe. The rebound, Patel, they get it to Chouinard in the lane. A little baby hook won't go. Pringer with a rebound. Now he's tied up, picks his dribble up, gets it to Snyder. Now Donley in the game, and Ferguson had a steal but then lost it. In the corner to Plemons, won't go. Ferguson with a rebound. He'll bring it down for Tuscola. To Lawner, left corner, shot.
Nice
shot. Counted for three.
This three-pointer is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
32-20. 2:28 to go here, second quarter. Donley in the corner. Ace Pringer screen. Couldn't get the shot, and Patel went flying out of bounds. I'm assuming at the hands of Nolan Donley. I mean, Patel
went flying.
I mean, it was... All of a sudden, it was like, woo.
That's going to send him to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
So both teams with five fouls now here. 2:19 to go. Patel to the line. First one is good. And 3 subs in for Smokey. Custer Pringer back in. 21, Ben Brown, and number 22, Ty Howard. Patel hits both of them. 32-21. Smokey in the lead. 2:17 to go in the half.
No stupid fouls. No stupid fouls.
Pringer left side. Ben Brown hits Custer, top of the key. He'll kick it back. Now Ben going to drive. Tried to underhand lay it in, and just too much traffic. Rebound Strickland.
Ooh,
be careful right there at the midcourt line. Chouinard spins. Goes in the lane. Hangs on the rim, but won't go in, and he's fouled.
That's going to send him to the line. And if this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. And if you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Chouinard won't go. So Ferguson will enter. Lawner will check out. Second free throw from Chouinard due, and Coach Young wants a full timeout. Not sure what he's unhappy about in the middle of the free throw situation there, but he wanted a timeout for something. So this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. We've got under two to go here. And that drum you hear behind me is the Smoky Mountain Pet Band.
They've even got shirts, too.
I know. Going all out.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Well, kind of nice to see that tradition maybe coming back. So the possession arrow is with Tuscola. Chouinard still got one free throw to shoot after that timeout by Coach Young. Not sure what he saw he didn't like, but somewhere between the free throws, he decided to call him back and have a chat. Second one on the way. No good. Rebound. Ben Brown for Smoky Mountain. Gets it to Ace. Right side. Clemens feeds back to Ace on the give and go. Won't go. Followed by Pringer, though. Custer Pringer. 32-22 leads back to 10. Patel brings it down for Tuscola. Ooh, picked his dribble up. Goes left side to Ferguson. Bryce swings around up top. Screen set by Chouinard. Over in the corner, Patel ball fake, gets it to Chouinard. Left wing, shot won't go. Patel tips it back to Strickland. Strickland feeds Ferguson. He'll drive baseline, puts the shot up. Too strong. Rebound by Custer Pringer. And a long pass down the left side. They tried to hit Ty Howard, and a hustling Stonewall Strickland knocks it out of bounds in front of Tuscola's bench.
And tried to save it, but almost ended up getting hurt right there. Got to be careful.
Clemens to inbound, looking, goes long, and Howard was a little slow on the uptake, but he put enough air in it to Howard able to catch up. Ben Brown, and just, Chase Perkins with a shove, and that was legit, I saw it.
That'd be Chase's second.
So Ace Pringer to the line.
Three steps, I guess.
Ace's first free throw is good. Second one on the way. Fifty-six seconds to go. Ferguson into the lane. Head fake, ball fake, foul on the shot.
That's going to send Bryce to the line, and these free throws are sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, you need to give Terrell a call at WPTL, and the phone number is 648-3576.
Ben Brown with the foul, his third. Bryce Ferguson's first free throw good.
Segment on the way is good. 36-24. Smokey still in the lead. 47 seconds and counting here in the first half. Custer Pringer going to just stand there and hold the ball. Now to Plemons, right side. Good screen set by Ace. Pringer on Patel. They'll swing the ball left. Now back up top, Eli Snyder. Pringer on the left wing to his brother Ace. Ace will pull it back nearly to midcourt now. 18 seconds. Holding for the last shot. And the ball tip. Trying to hit Ty Howard in the corner. Good hustle by Stonewall Strickland. Knocks it out of bounds. 11.7 seconds to go. Lane Plemons high pass. Inbound. Takes Ace Pringer. Nearly backed. Ooh, almost a bump there by Chouinard. Howard won't go. Custer Pringer follows. And it's hard, as big as he is,
yeah,
to, unless you can get a hip on him and drive him back a little bit. It's hard to keep him off the follows on those shots. So that'll do it here for the first half. Smokey up 36-24. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union, we're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, wait a minute. Branson Reese, yeah, back with you.
Yeah.
I was afraid I was getting ready to step on another commercial. It is the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. And it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Avery Roten. The holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Avery Roten is our A1 Storage Player of the Game, but unfortunately was feeling a little under the weather and decided it best to get back home. So if you can maybe run down what stats she had tonight there, Branson.
She ended up with 9 points tonight, and good job by Avery, because there was a couple of times she had to drive in to get that basket, but also she had the only three tonight of the game, so that helped her out a whole lot. So she did a great job tonight, so good job to Avery, and look forward to the next game. Of course, I don't think they're not doing a tournament this Christmas.
So, yeah, they're off till
the 6th.
So, do have one score coming in, and this one's big. Polk. Polk County girls, Reeve Carroll, 2 free throws with 34 seconds remaining. Polk County girls defeat Mountain Heritage girls at Mountain Heritage.
Wow.
48-46. So, big win in the Western Highlands Conference for
Because, you know, Mountain Heritage is one of those girls' teams that's been
well, they were in the state,
good.
What, not too long ago.
Yeah, I mean, they've so that congratulations to Polk on that. I actually saw their bus today when I was on 26, so they got to travel 26 today, and I know they love that.
I saw a Franklin Pisgah girls score briefly, and then it disappeared, so I'm trying to find, pull it back up. I think, if I read it correctly, that Franklin had lost, but Pisgah girls, pretty tough. They beat, Pisgah beat Smokies girls 63-17 last week. So,
wow.
Pisgah's girls kind of firing all cylinders right now.
Yeah, early in the season they're already, they're firing. And, of course, that'll be our next broadcast, right, on the 9th?
Yeah, that'll be our next one on January the 9th as we come back from Christmas break ourselves. Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forga Contracting, Vestas Uniform Services, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. We'll take a break. We'll come back more at halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you, 4:27 to go at halftime. And earlier tonight, JV girls lost 37-30. JV boys lost 58-32. Girls lost 60-35. That game you heard here on Tuscola Sports Radio. And right now the varsity boys are down 38-24. And I see one Pisgah football player roaming around tonight.
Yeah, it looks like he's got him a
would rather go to this game than of course, dating a Smoky cheerleader, I guess he's feeling good.
Well, Charles, as far as stats go, this first half for Tuscola, I have James Lawner with 3, Stonewall Strickland with 2, Gavin Chenard with 6. I have Bryce Ferguson down for a big 3, and then also 4 from the foul line, so he's got 7 right now at the half. Jet Bartley with 4 at the half, and Jahal Patel hitting both of those free throws back there in the second quarter with 2 points.
Well, looking ahead, Jet Bartley got a little foul trouble, picked up 2. But when he was out there, he's contributed both under the basket, scoring and rebounding. So see if maybe Jet can contribute here in the second half.
Yeah, so as far as fouls go, too, James Lawner with 2. Stonewall Strickland with 1, Chase Perkins with 2, Jet Bartley 2, and Sam Calloway with the 1, and it was a technical foul.
Yeah, not real sure what was going on that one. If you've missed any Mountaineer basketball or football, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can see photos of,
click on the sport and choose on to Tuscola Man from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the 2025 football season and up-to-date basketball games on Tuscola On Demand. Check it out. I missed my line there.
Yeah, so we probably get to get home and be able to see that some of that first-round playoff game.
Alabama, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Have you decided who you're going to pull for in that game?
Oh, Oklahoma. Yeah. I never pull for Alabama.
That's right. I was just checking.
No. I'm too much of a Vol fan. I can't pull for Alabama. Oklahoma's too much of a newcomer to the conference. I can't don't ever pull. Alabama's up there with the Russians, the Raiders.
Exactly right. I agree with that totally.
Which leads me to ask a question. Now, Matt, I see Matt on occasion online, and he has a wide and varied wardrobe.
He does. A lot of people have open shopping carts online. It'll be interesting to see what he has on his open shopping cart on Fanatics.
Some might think he's a hoarder.
I
saw a starter jacket that I've not seen since sometime about 1995.
He wore that, was it Monday night? Monday night or the show before? I believe it was Monday night that he had that on.
And, it had orange in it, but I never could read what the team was.
Yeah, it was Tennessee. He got it. He actually got that in 1994.
Well, like I said, I don't think I've seen one since about 1995.
Yeah, and there was a story behind that. You need to ask him about
that.
I
had an extremely ugly Carolina Panthers one that soon made its way to Christian Ministries, I believe.
Gotcha.
When I moved here. I got some sort of sap on it from the – we had a cedar chest. It was oozing some sap, and that made it very convenient to get rid of.
Like Mr. Starnes' Saps Arising speech that we used to get.
Yes. As we start the second half, Mountaineers will have the basketball. Bryce Ferguson works to the left side. Now moving left to right. Long shot. Gavin Chouinard for three. So maybe that'll get Gavin untracked. Ace Pringer over the right side. Ben Brown going to take three, and he'll counter.
Wow.
41-27. We just started the second half here in Silva. Chouinard with the ball on the wing. Skips the pass all the way across the court. Pass to Strickland, but the pass was behind Ferguson. He had to stop and go back and get it. Strickland in the corner. Ball fake. Ferguson in the lane, open. Well, hang on the rim, won't go. Right. Bartley with a rebound. Kicks it back out. Chouinard for three. Rattles out. Ooh, Bartley over his own teammate. Massey came down with it, fed it to Chouinard to the baseline. Jumper's good.
And I failed to mention that three-pointer that Gavin hit was sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Ben Brown, another three, and he's two in a row.
Wow.
44-29. Ferguson gets it down to Bartley on the right wing. Chouinard will swing it left. Strickland, and going to get a reach and a hole there by Ty Howard.
The Howard's second foul.
Chouinard pulls up, and the bank is open for Gavin Chouinard. 44-31. That was only a two. So the ball flying a little freer here just as we start the second half. Clemens to Brown, left side. He's moved all the way around, and that one's an air ball.
Howard almost saved that, but as it came through his hands, hit him on the foot, went out of bounds.
And again, Coach Young not happy with what he sees. Takes another timeout here with 6:06 to go in the third quarter. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. 6:06 to go here in the third. Smokey up 44-31. And both teams, Brown and Chouinard, have come out hot here in the third quarter.
Well, every time you think Tuscola is going to get an advantage, Brown runs down the other end of the court and hits a three. So we're not gaining anything right here, I guess is the best to say.
So the Mountaineers will inbound. Left side, Massey thought about going baseline, pulls it back. Strickland, he'll cross court over to Bryce Ferguson over in front of us. Now Bartley at the top, hands back to Ferguson. Ferguson drives, goes up against Pringer. It's blocked by Ben Brown. Custer Pringer brings it down for the Mustangs. Pulls up at the left elbow, dumps it down low to Ty Howard. The basket's good. 46-31. Bryce Ferguson with the ball, top of the key.
Oh.
Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Ben Brown. Going to get a whistle as we cross midcourt. And I believe that's going to go on Strickland.
And it will. That'll be his second.
So Ace Pringer on the inbound. Shot up, no good. Another air ball. Inbound on the low block. Ben Brown's shot, no good. Rebound, Chouinard wings it down court to Ferguson. Looking to go up against Lane. Plemons hangs in the air, goes, and won't fall in. Rolled around the rim and off.
That should send Bryce to the line here. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, you can call Terrell at 648-3576 at WPTL.
So Bryce Ferguson to the line. First free throw is good. Second one on the way is also good. Ty Howard dumps it off. Ace thinks about it. Shuffles, going to get called for the walk.
Coach Young in disbelief that they called that.
Yeah, he stutter-stepped.
He did.
Launer in the game. In the corner now to Bryce Ferguson. Oh, skipped a pass. It was tipped by Eli Snyder right in the hands of Jet Bartley. So Mountaineers keep the ball. Strickland goes up with a shot. Gets fouled by Ty Howard. And we finally did. And we did get a score. Franklin Lady Panthers fall to Pisgah 70-31. Lowry and Blue both had 17 points for Pisgah. Brooks had 9, Moffitt 11, Stiles 6 for the Franklin Lady Panthers.
Stonewall Strickland's first foul throw missed. Second one missed as well. And ball goes out of bounds. Smoky Mountain ball here.
46-33. So Ace brings it down across midcourt for the Mustangs. Snyder swings it left. Clemens looking inside. The cut goes on through. Ace Pringer now with the ball top of the key. On the right to Snyder. Now Custer thought about it. Now he'll bounce it low to his brother Ace. Stolen away by Bryce Ferguson. Bryce Chenard pulls up left wing for three. Won't go. Ben Bartley with a rebound. Kicks it out. Lawner inside the arc. Won't go. Rebound Ace. And then he'll bring it in. Strickland got to be careful. Tends to get a foul in that scenario. He'll back off and get across midcourt. Ace Springer will follow. Right side, Ben Brown drives the lane, picks up his dribble. Out on the wing, Ace Springer skips around Chenard. Basket good. 48-33, 3:12 to go in the third. High pass, Strickland able to save it, get it down to Lawner. Lawner jump ball, no good. Rebound Jet Bartley. Chet call with the foul on the rebound, I guess. Got a little too...
Wow.
Let him play.
That'll be Bartley's third. Right side. Custer Pringer now over to Snyder. Now go low on the corner to Ace Pringer working on Strickland. Blocked the shot, but then he'll get the foul.
And that'll be Strickland's third foul. And the team's fourth here with 2:45 left in the third quarter.
Anthony Massey will get up to check in. Ace Springer's first free throw is good.
Oh, Al Strickland's. He's staying in. He came in for Jet. Massey did.
Second one on the way. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Lawner. Swing down low. Stolen away by Custer Pringer.
Stonewall almost had a touch pass right there over to a break, and Bryce Ferguson just threw it right to Ace Springer.
Who's going to pull up, take the jumper outside the arc. No good. Rebound by Bryce Ferguson. 49-33. Ferguson hangs in the air, puts up the shot. Pringer tapped it and apparently tapped Ferguson too.
Looks like he got him right in the eye, but he looks to be okay. Now send Bryce to the line, and this foul shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
So Ferguson's first free throw is good. Second one along the way. It's both 49-35. Clemens now top of the key. Feeds Custer on the right side of the lane. We're going to get a foul on the floor on Massey.
And that'll be Anthony's first, team fifth, so that's going to send Pringer to the line.
Minute 59 to go. Pringer spins the ball, takes a look. Nothing but net. Stonewall Strickland will get up to check in for Perkins. Second one's on the way and good. Whistle. Timeout Smokey with a minute 59 to go here in the third. And the Mountaineers down 51-35. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Dellwood. One great location with great customer service. Tuscola Sports has been honoring Tuscola athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the sports tab and then choose Tuscola Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. And this reminder, Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forget Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Shenard will inbound to Ferguson. They're going to let it roll. Now he'll pick it up. And Strickland in the corner couldn't handle it.
Didn't have much room anyways over here in this corner when he threw it in to him. But
Ace. Clemens taking a look, thinking about it, wanted it really bad. Ace trying to hit his brother down low. Gets around Shenard and banks it in. 53-35. Smokey with the lead. Massey, ooh, nice ball fake, moves in the lane. Jumper goes.
There we go.
Ferguson with a foul in the backcourt on the inbound, and that's going to send Clemens to the line.
That's Bryce's first foul.
Clemens' first free throw, good. Strickland and Brown having a conversation here. Second one's good. 55-37. Shenard will bring it down into the lane. Tomasi. Strickland with it now. Drives into the lane. Hits Massey low. Back out. Long jumper for three.
That three-pointer sponsored by Forger Contracting.
Ace Springer will bring it down in the lane. Goes around Lawner, and the basket's good. 57-40. Strickland now with it. Tomasi in the corner. Lawner dumps it down in Shenard in the lane. Puts up the shot. And that was the most delayed charge call I think I've seen in a while.
And it was by the ref, not even at the basket where it happened.
He had to think about that one. Shenard did make contact. So Strickland will check out. Chase Perkins back in for Tuscola. Clock running 39 seconds. Clemens, left side. Ty Howard. He's trying to post up low. Ben Brown on the wing got bumped by Callaway, and they don't call that. Lawner with a rebound. He'll get it to Ferguson, and just a risky pass stolen by Ace Springer. And Perkins will screen him out. He'll lose the ball. Nice try, but Perkins never touched it.
No, and, well, I think he was saying because he blocked him, but there's nothing that says that he can't.
Well, he screened him. He didn't block him. Blocking would indicate contact.
Yeah. Well, I mean, blocking him from getting to the ball was, but it, like I said, it was like a screen. Square your
body up. Ferguson in. Lawner won't go. Rebound, Massey. Trying to get room around Ben Brown. Finally gets a shot. Hangs on the rim and goes.
And that'll do it for the third quarter. Mountaineers down by 15 as we go to the fourth. 57-42. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Getting into college is more competitive than ever, especially for rural students. That's why we're opening new paths to NC State with options like spring admission and transfer programs. What we think and do helps rural students get into NC State and graduate to fill North Carolina jobs. Discover how we're growing paths to NC State. Visit wegrownc.ncsu.edu.
Sponsored by NC State's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters in cooperation with this station.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you as we head into the fourth quarter. Mountaineers down 57-42. Mustangs with the ball. And they tried to feed Ty Howard into the lane, and it's stolen away. Bryce Ferguson with a shot. No good. Bartley got a hand on it. Couldn't reel it in. Mustangs with a rebound. Clemens. Not good. Alabama up 17-0. My night is not going well at all.
Oklahoma's up 17.
Oh, I misread that. I'm sorry. Then great. Wonderful. I was going to say my bad night has gotten worse, but I misread it. Clemens over to Custer in the corner. Bartley hangs back, doesn't draw the foul. Rebound by Massey, and Custer Pringer hit the floor over there along the baseline after the play. Bryce Ferguson, nice little behind-the-back pass to Massey, but he won't go. Ball tip. Ace Pringer comes down with it. Feeds Howard. Pulls up on Chouinard. Now to Ben Brown working on Bartley. Ooh, dangerous block, but he got it.
Got all ball.
It almost went over his shoulder to get it. Massey on the right wing. Pulls up. Ben Brown on him. Oh, Brown and Massey and Pringer knock heads after the pass. Chouinard hangs in the air and gets it to roll in. 57-44. Pesky Mountaineers not willing to go away. Custer Pringer feeds Ty Howard in the lane. He'll kick it back out. Now the Mustangs going to pull the ball out. They'll feed Lade Pillemans. Shoots an air ball from the top of the key, and he lowers his heads as the Mountaineer faithful let him have it. Mountaineer going to roll in. Chouinard.
There we go.
Left corner for three.
Did they give him a three right there?
Apparently not. 57-46. We got a whistle down here on the offensive end for Smokey. That foul on Chouinard, just his second. That's the thing about Chouinard. He does not get in foul trouble.
No, he stays out of foul trouble pretty well.
Ben Brown's first free throw is good. Second one on the way. Misses. Chouinard with a rebound. Strickland already down the floor. Pulls up. Baseline. Jumper won't go. Bartley got a hand on it. Gets the rebound. Out to Ferguson. Spins. Ball fake, up in the air, won't go. Foul on Lane Clemens, and he disagrees.
Bryce in the middle of shooting on that. So,
and that's Clemens' fourth.
That's going to send Bryce to the line, and this foul shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576 at WPTL Radio.
First one is good. Bryce with a chance to cut this lead to 10 with 5:45 to go. Second one on the way is good. 58-48. Mountaineers making a little run here. Plemons works to the right side across the middle of the court. Over to Custer on the left wing. Snyder, top of the key. Now to Ty Howard. He'll look inside. Nobody cuts. Plemons swings it left back to Custer. Custer now going to work. Working on Bartley. Blocked by Jet Bartley with the foul. Called.
Now that'll be Jet's fourth.
The official said, no, he got all arm, but that looked kind of all ball to me. I thought if there's a foul, it must have been with the body. Fourth foul on Jet. Pringer's, and it was pretty stiff because Pringer hit the floor.
Yeah. James Larner checking in for Jet Bartley.
A little bit of sweat on the floor. Old-fashioned towel in use. None of the fancy stick things that we saw Tuesday night.
Right.
Pringer, free throw good. Ace Pringer will check in for Ty Howard. For Smokey, pushes the lead back out to 12, 60-48. He'll roll the ball into Ferguson. Bryce sets the offense. Massey will screen high. Ferguson picks his dribble up. Lawner won't go. Tip by Ferguson. Can't get it. Massey with a rebound. Banks it in. Anthony Massey cuts the lead to 10. Again. We go under 5 minutes to play. Plemons. Custer low over Massey. Good. Bryce Ferguson down for the Mountaineers. Right side of the lane. Picks his dribble up. Top of the key. Lawner won't go. Rebound Plemons. Long pass. Chouinard. Tips it, gets picked up by Strickland. They tried to hit Pringer deep on the post, and it wouldn't go. And Bryce Ferguson for three.
That three-pointer sponsored by a Forger contractor.
Cuts the lead to 9, 4:12 to go. Pringer, who has apparently set up camp in the lane, stands there long enough for they finally to move the ball around and feed him. Chouinard will drive on the lay-in on the other end. Smoky lead is 64-55. Still 9-point lead for the Mustangs. Got a whistle and a foul. Pringer, and even Coach Young is aware he's standing there too long because he's signaling him for him to get out of there. That's bad when your head coach is giving you up.
That'd be James Lawner's third foul.
Back now, Pringer's going to come out. And Bartley had to tell Massey to get off the floor. We're going to have six. Inbound to Ben Brown. Ace Pringer goes up, and shot got altered, but a foul going to be called. That's probably going to be on Strickland.
Yeah, and it was correct. And that'll be four on Stonewall.
Ace Pringer rolls it in. Second one on the way is good. Whistle, timeout, Smoky Mountain. 66-55, Smoky back with an 11-point lead, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Elwood, one great location with great customer service. Well, the Mountaineers trying to make a game of it here.
Hey, you got to give them credit, you know, because, you know, you look at the overall record. They were 7-1, and we were 1-7 coming in. You know, like you said, Madison was our only, common opponent right here tonight. We came in. Didn't know what to expect. Hey, they've done a great job hanging with Smoky Mountain. They cut it, you know, within under 10 a couple of times, and, you know, right now sitting at 11. So.
And when we started this half, they were down by 15. So have cut the lead as much as 9 a couple of times here in the last minute.
Only problem is every time we come down, if we hit a 3, they run back down the court and they'll hit a 3. So they've matched a shot for shot and not missed anything to where we could, pull ahead or pull it even closer.
Well, they're definitely size-wise got us. I mean, Jet's what, our tallest player at what, 6'4"?
Right.
And Pringer's 6'7". We've got three out there at 6'3". J.J. Jefferson, who's not even been in the game, is 6'4". Chenard working. Bryce Ferguson off the right elbow won't go. Rebound by Custer. He'll feed it to Lane Plemons. Ben Brown, nobody. Oh. He started to throw it to the rim. We almost saw a Chris Weber move right there. As Ben Brown started to throw it to the official. We got a whistle on the floor.
And that'll be
Strickland.
Fifth.
And Stonewall Strickland will foul out. Anthony Massey will check in to replace him. 2:44 to go. Pringer's first free throw good. Second one on the way is good. Lead now back to 13 for Smoky. 2:40 to play. Massey, ball fake, moves right to Lawner. Bounce. Pass up top to Chenard. Long shot outside. Chenard won't go. Rebound Bartley. Fed it to Bryce Ferguson. Chenard jumper. Hangs on the rim. Count the basket. And he'll go to the line to shoot one. And Ben Brown picks up his fourth foul.
And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at 648-3576 at WPTL Radio.
Chenard, free throw no good. Massey, Bartley, and it's probably going to be on Bartley, would be my guess.
Yes.
That'll do it for Jet.
So that's two gone.
So Bartley and Strickland now both out for the Mountaineers. And that'll send Custer to shoot two on the other end. On the way is good. Ball. Second one hangs on the rim and finally goes. Bryce Ferguson brings it down. Mountaineers down by 13. Lawner on the point. And Chase Perkins wasn't even looking for the ball. I'm not sure what Lawner was thinking there. Stolen away. Custer into the lane, dishes it out to Ace. He's standing at the volleyball line. Now he'll drive, misses a little short on the layup. Custer follows and scores. Pass down, Chouinard bumps into Ace. The ball's loose. Pass to Ace, to Custer. And there's going to be a blocking call on Chase Perkins. He tried to draw the charge.
I'll be honest with you. Gavin got very lucky because as Ben Brown come by, he grabbed his foot, tripped him right here. So Gavin very lucky not drawing a foul right there.
Well, Brown had spun and, I mean, or Chouinard had kind of spun and almost looked like he kind of pushed off. And it was a went to the floor. So this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. So this must be the traveling cheer squad because I don't see quite the number of or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Doesn't seem
to be quite as many as, or maybe not all of them came down on the floor. I'm not sure. 72-57, Smokey in the lead, minute 35 to go. Custer Pringer to the line again. And now we've got a we have an inadvertent horn, or a stuck horn. Not sure. Pringer will miss the shot now. So I guess him and the clock operator will have a chat later. Pringer gets another chance. So Custer Pringer with that made free throw and now has 1,000 points in his career at Smoky Mountain.
That's a big accomplishment.
That's a lot of shooting. Up by 16 now. Their biggest lead of the game. Bryce to Lawner. He'll take the jumper. Won't go. Ace Pringer with a rebound. Ty Howard. So there's an opportunity. Bryce probably should have hit the floor right there. Ace leading with the arm and drives and shot won't go, but a foul.
That'll be James's fourth.
Question may be, do we have, what do we have more, bodies or time?
Well, I do see young Hayden Setzer out there now, so we've got another body out there. He's been getting some good quality time. I mean, of course, they're having to watch how they do the fifth quarter and everything with the JVs and everything.
Yeah.
So him and Patel both on JVs.
Second miss, Massey brings it down for the Mountaineers. Spin move, Lawner in the corner. Hayden Setzer for three.
Boom! That's another big three for
and a timeout. Full timeout going to be taken here with 58.4 seconds to go. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Cuts the Smoky lead to 14, 74-60.
And that three-pointer by Hayden Setzer was sponsored by Forga Contractor.
So Custer to inbound to Ace. Ace will bring it down. Right side. Ben Brown will drive, picks up his dribble, and Chouinard with a reach in. And a foul. 48.5 to go.
And that will be Gavin's third.
Free throw, first one by Brown is no good. Aiden Setzer in the game. Second one no good. Rebounded by Ty Howard, and he'll feed it to Pringer, and the basket's good. 76-60. Ooh, Chouinard about carried it on the hip right there. Lawner to Chouinard. Ooh, smacked out of bounds by Pringer. 32.7. Inbounds, Massey, whistle on the floor. And that'll do it here. That's the buzzer, 76-60. Smokey takes the win. We'll be back right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Getting into college is more competitive than ever, especially for rural students. That's why we're opening new paths to NC State with options like spring admission and transfer programs. What we think and do helps rural students get into NC State and graduate to fill North Carolina jobs. Discover how we're growing paths to NC State. Visit wegrownc.ncsu.edu.
Sponsored by NC State's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters in cooperation with this station.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Pass it on. Here's my bucket list for the day. Read an article on a news subject. Say only nice things about others. And listen to everyone's opinions. Because making things better requires change. Now, these changes aren't going to show up on your news feed, but they're things I can do. So change something today. It's not going to change the entire world, but it's going to change your world. Change is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola Basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forga Contracting, Vestas Uniform Services, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Bryce Ferguson. The holiday season is approaching. Looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Bryce came in here tonight hoping to get another conference win. Got down, actually got the lead first and first two or three minutes, things were kind of tight, but then a lot of talent on the Smoky Mountain team. They were able to kind of push it out and get that 15-point lead at halftime, and you guys made a run, but just never could get it past nine. No. What did you think there would be this much trouble tonight?
I mean, we knew we'd be outsized. I mean, they got some real tall players. I mean, we just tried our best, but we got in foul trouble real early, so yeah. It hurt us a lot.
Yeah, that was, of course, Jet, we noticed, of course, Jet was able to hang around Tuesday night and actually got a little more trouble with his fouls tonight than he did. But he's, from what we've noticed so far this season, he's been able to hang in a little longer. He's not, I mean, it seemed like last year there was a few times he was getting his five in the first half and going on to the bench, but so now we get a break for Christmas. You guys are playing in a holiday tournament, I think, in North Henderson, right?
Yes, sir.
So then when we come back on the air, because we won't be doing the Christmas tournament, but when we come back home to start with the Bears. So got the Bears on the home court on January the 9th. What are we going to be looking for? I'm sure there's going to be a lot of work done between over the holiday break to get ready for them.
Yeah, I mean, they're a fast team. They like to push it. So we got to just stay with them and just get work. We got to work on some stuff over Christmas and hopefully get right back to it.
Well, that's Bryce Ferguson, our A1 Storage player of the game. We'll take a break. We'll come back to wrap things up here from Smoky Mountain High School. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Well, wrapping things up here from Silva, Branson. We need to go on Christmas break now till January the 9th. When we come back on the air, we'll have the Pisgah Bears at home. So if you can't make it or you just don't want to be in that packed, hot gym on January the 9th, be sure and listen to the games, girls and boys varsity, here on Tuscola Sports Radio, which, of course, has been brought to you by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And all of our games are brought live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. So, Branson, what's your plans for Christmas?
With the warm weather, I think you know what I will be doing.
Hitting a little round ball in a little, not as little hole.
With a little bit bigger hole than what the ball is.
Well, we got, of course, we'll have family coming in on Christmas Day for, we're doing brunch, I think, this year.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're doing something Christmas Eve with my mom and stepdad. And then, of course, on Christmas Day, we always do a big breakfast with the man to your left over there, Matt, and his mom. So,
oh, cool.
And then later that weekend, we'll go over to the in-laws. So,
well, as they say, hit them well. And we'll be back here with you on January the 9th as we come back home and take on the Pisgah Bears. Games tonight, boys lose 76-60. And the girls lost 60-35. JV boys lost 58-32. JV girls 37-30. So Mountaineers go 0-4 as we cross the Balsams tonight. So hopefully things will work out better when we start the new year. So for Branson Reese, this is Charles Allison. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we will be back
on January the 9th. Good night, everybody.